There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show as we end, well, almost, we're not really at the end of the year, although it does sort of feel like it because business has pretty much stopped. A lot of things are different. We feel different at this time of the year about, oh, so many things. Does that change the issues? Not at all. Talkers Magazine. The man who's the editor and publisher of Talkers is Michael Harrison, here for his review of the charts for this week. And it's anything but slow, Michael.
Yeah, it's anything but slow, but it's interesting. You make a very good point that we feel differently at this time of the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a philosophical case could be made is that we interpret the issues by how we feel. And that so much of how we present the issues in the media and how we prioritize them or, you know, magnify them or diminish them is based on our own mindset. I get the feeling that people are just very tired from working very hard, very stressed, the fast pace of life increasing. 2014 has been a very stressful year for most people in business, no matter what their job. So I'm finding a lot of people are crawling to the finish line and just can't wait for the holidays. I noticed that Thanksgiving week, it started on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I think that for the rest of the year, people are going to use every excuse they can not to worry about it. That being said, we do have some serious crises happening in the world. And some of them are nice and some of them are really scary. For example, a nice crisis is Tom Brady, the football star, releasing F-bombs. F-bombs.
That's a nice story.
the bombs of mass destruction.
Uh-huh.
F-bombs that were picked up on television and people are complaining to the FCC. And Brady says, hey, I'm a football player. It's emotional. They shouldn't be miking me.
Right.
And that's tied with NFL action at number 10. Obama's amnesty action is down to 9. Congressional budget deal is at 8. Sinking oil prices tied with the financial markets activities at 7. Russian economic woes, fascinating scenario happening in Russia. And Putin at number 6. 2016 presidential prospects at number 5. The Sydney Cafe siege is number 4. Number 3 gets ugly. The Taliban school massacre tied with the ISIS violence. At number 2, just an amazingly interesting story, and, of course, a political football, the Cuba relations issue. And number 1, and this is massive, the North Korea Sony Pictures hack case. Number 1 story of the week. Here's some of the people that we've been talking about. At number 10, Tom Brady. Vladimir Putin at 9. Number 8, Ted Cruz. John Boehner at 7. 6 is Mitch McConnell. Number 5 is Jeb Bush. Number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, John Kerry, Fidel, and Raul Castro, all tied together. At number 2, Kim Jong-un, Seth Rogen, and James Franco. And Barack Obama sits atop the pile, as usual, at number 1. And that's the way the week went down on talk radio.
Wait a minute. You missed the big story. You didn't connect the dots here, Michael.
Oh, my God.
Because the reason the federal government is getting involved in this Sony hack case is because the Koreans have proof that Barack Obama is really a North Korean agent. And they're going to expose the world to that fact if, in fact, we release or put that movie into the theaters. That's what's going to happen.
Wow. I always suspected it.
I know.
I believe it was maybe he was even born there.
Yeah, listen, of course. Look at his birth certificate. It looks like it was created in a 7-Eleven.
I actually think he was from South Korea. But, yeah. you can't tell.
I know. It's very difficult. All right, so we make light of this story. I would tell you that later on in the hour, after you and I are done, we have Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a legal authority, and we have him on the program every week on the countdown to look at some of these stories. And he said that this business of the hack isn't, you know, it's not really, it's sort of an interesting human, there's a human side to this, but the drama isn't really about the people, it's about what really can happen. Now, as you know, he's very involved in scams, internet scams, that sort of thing. It's part of his legal profession. He has a great website, scamaside.com. So he's very familiar with how people can use these tools. And they're almost tools of mass destruction when you think about what can be done. And that was his feeling when I talked to him earlier in the week, that this is not about the Sony Pictures thing at all. It's about what these people can do with not many tools to disrupt a company like Sony. Why not disrupt Chase with all the big banks? Or if they can do it to the banks, they can do it to the government. If they can do it to our government, they can do it to every government.
And our government can do it to them.
Yep. So then what happened? That's
and
war.
We're back in a mutually assured destruction scenario, only we're not destroying buildings and killing people.
Right.
We're shutting down power grids. We're eliminating information. And we are completely bringing society to a standstill, throwing us back to the Stone Age.
Yep.
And starving the heck out of us.
There we go. So what happened?
And what Wiseman is saying is true. And this is, of course, why the Sony North Korea story is so big. It is an example of true warfare of the 21st century and a taste of things to come.
Yeah.
It's very scary. It's not as scary as nuclear annihilation, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, right. It is. It's destruction of the economic system. It could be the goal, and it would be easy. Now, it wouldn't work. It doesn't make any sense for a country like China or anybody else that does as much business as they do with us or with each other. It would be a small, little picayune country run by a little pisha. You know that expression? That's what this guy Kim Jong-un is. And so that kind of a regime, or Nigeria, or some other place like that where they can figure out how to do this.
But don't underestimate the skullduggery behind the scenes in terms of a Russia and a China in using these states as pawns and as...
Yeah, but how does it do them any good? They only exist because of the economic ties they have to us. China would be nothing if it weren't for the business that they get from the United States.
Well, again, complicated. They're still in competition.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, they're still in competition, and we don't understand everything that's going on. You have to understand that we don't understand.
We are
trying to analyze issues, we meaning the media, and we only understand the surface. We haven't scratched deep. We don't really know what's going on behind the scenes on almost anything. Once you realize that, it puts it all in a different perspective, and almost anything is possible, almost anything we can imagine. And that's why we can't believe all the conspiracy theories, because most of them are garbage.
Right.
But we can't also dismiss them out of hand.
It would be dangerous. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we'll pause for a moment as we review here in this hour with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. We're discussing the nuance to the stories and the people that are involved in tracking these stories, hosts of radio programs all around the country, on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Stressed about all those to-dos still on your holiday list? Flowers can be the perfect solution this season. Lifestyle expert Amy Sewell has sweet ideas for entertaining and gift-giving.
I think that flowers are one of the easiest ways to decorate for the holidays and to make your entertaining easier as well. The bouquets in Teleflora's new Homemade for the Holidays collection are nestled into food-safe containers, and they include exclusive recipes that go with each dish. For example, this holiday centerpiece has a Christmas meatball recipe. The gingerbread cookie jar has a chocolate-dipped cookie recipe, and a mocha beverage recipe accompanies this merry mug bouquet. Not only are these great for your own holiday entertaining, but with the flowers, the vases, and the recipes, these make fabulous 3-in-1 gifts. The other thing I love is that you have the convenience of ordering online, but the flowers are arranged and delivered by a local florist, so they arrive looking just like this and ready to set out and enjoy. To find more ideas for holiday decorating and all these bouquets, go to Teleflora.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it. We listened, and we made our new Fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor, publisher, Talkers Magazine. The discussion every week at this time brings Michael in as the featured sort of reporter. I put that in quotation marks because he doesn't consider himself a reporter in sense. The journalism that he's involved in has to do with this format, the News Talk Radio format, and as such, he is an expert, and that's why I love having him here, because we can not only bring you the list, but we can sort of dig around behind the scenes to see how some of these things are being discussed. I'm going to bounce around a little bit here, Michael. Number 10 item has to do with what Tom Brady said, at least in part, the F-bomb being used. I listened to a discussion by a talk radio host that made me think about this in a different light, and I wonder how many others have thought about it. I thought at first when I was listening to this that these people were kidding. I mean, all the attention, there's no definition by anybody of obscenity, so the FCC can never collect on the fines unless the other party is willing. Remember when they did it for Howard Stern? It was great promotion for them. They paid $1.5 million in fines. They were happy to do it because it just kept Howard Stern's name out there for more time. But most of the assessments that have been made by the FCC over the years have always been thrown out in court because they don't meet the definition of obscenity, because there is no definition of obscenity. So, you know, you get into these things. You know, we all know there are words that make us cringe, whether the F-bomb makes you cringe or using the...
Oh, I almost passed out when I heard Brady say it. I got weak. I've never watched the Patriots again.
I've never heard you use that word ever. Never.
Right. It was a crisis of untold proportion to my nervous system.
You know, you've heard me use it. I don't. Now that I think about it, in all our years of friendship, I don't think I ever have heard you use it.
Use what word?
The F word.
I save it for very special people.
Yeah. Well, I consider myself lucky because you never used it on me, at least that I know of. Anyway,
I'm afraid to use it in front of a gentleman like you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, right. I never use that. Anyway, I get to the are you kidding question. Are you kidding? What in the name of heavens are you talking about with all these violent video games that 10-year-old and 12-year-old kids are playing, and you're worried these parents of these kids? What a bunch of the word that I don't want
to use. They're numbskulls, not nimskulls.
Well, it's the nincompoops.
Numbskulls.
Yeah, right. I mean, give it a rest, will you, please? Especially when you think about sports in general and the emotions that it brings up, no matter what game you're playing. I mean, they wrap themselves around emotion. Who's winning the game? Those blank and Green Bay Packers? Those sons of bit? You know what I'm saying. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Speaking of words in sports, and I know we're taking a break, one of the big topics that's not on the survey because it just broke is the FCC has ruled that the Washington Redskins cannot be made in a legal term on the air.
All right, we're going to talk about that in a moment because that's really another one of these beauties. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you have have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now we continue with our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the stations, the hosts, the ideas. What's the bottom line when it comes to a lot of these stories? Depends on the interpretation of the people who are telling the stories in the first place. If they're good storytellers, you're going to stick around. Stay tuned. I think one of the things we found this week, and I don't want to get too technical here, but you can help review because Talkers Magazine is carrying a story, in fact, about the way our format is rated and even becomes a little obtuse to understand it. But the bottom line is that how ratings were taken and how we are judged in the work that we do is, you know, according to how many listeners we have, frankly. And that's how advertising revenues happen, and that's how we stay in business so we can keep the lights on. So the people who measure the listenership changed their methodology a few years ago, and as a result, because of the way they skewed it, the music stations did better and talk didn't do as well, even though talk radio, according to the surveys this week, Michael, is the number one format still.
Yeah, well, a lot of people always look to whatever they can find as indicative that talk radio is dying. They do so for political reasons. Because talk radio deals with really serious political issues, and, you know, we're not talking about rock music or country music or even sports, there are a lot of people who really have it against talk radio, not because they don't like, you know, the F-bomb, but they don't like anybody having a political opinion that's opposite theirs. So anything they could do to say, oh, look, its ratings are down. Oh, look, it's not doing as well. Oh, look, Rush Limbaugh's on a smaller station in so-and-so city. It's dying. And yet it's still the number one format.
Right.
So you live by the sword, you die by the sword. It goes back to that thing I talk about, seeking victory as opposed to truth. You should be seeking truth, not victory.
Right.
People in politics seek victory, not truth, and one of their targets is always talk radio. Talk radio is doing fine. It just is always the subject of founded attacks.
Well, that it's maturing. It keeps to changing and maturing.
Yeah. But that being said, the way that the game is scored is the way the game is played. Mm-hmm. And when they changed the rating system a few years ago, it really hurt a lot of formats that don't fit the kind of estimate system, let's use that word, estimates, mm-hmm. that the ratings are now using, because it's impossible to accurately rate a mysterious process like wireless broadcasting.
Yeah.
You don't really know who's listening. You have to do it through the craziest ways of guessing. And they change the way they guess, and it's not really good for talk radio.
I love the way you say that. Change the way they guess.
Yes, it changed the way they guess. Oh, it is.
That's what it is. Yes, right. Yep.
What do you mean? You know, for anybody listening to this, without getting too heavy mathematically or inside, you know, school, think about how hard it would be to figure out how many people are listening to the radio when there's so many shows going on all over the country, and nobody's watching anybody listening.
No.
And how do you do it? How do you know who's listening and when?
People fake those things all the time. They've been faking them forever. It's just it's a bunch of fakers, and people have nothing else to guide their decision when it comes to buying advertising. So they follow what these nincompoops have put together as some sort of a plan or some sort of methodology. And it's so flawed, it's made so many people in the industry so angry for so many years, but yet they can't seem to find a way because the economics of it, the people who are doing the radio are so powerful economically that they basically browbeat, cow people into thinking this is the only way to measure it. And a lot of big group heads, a lot of station owners have been revolting, and they don't seem to be able to, when it comes down to the end of the day, be able to beat these people at their own game.
Well, it's controlled by the advertisers. The big advertisers want numbers.
Yeah.
They want justification. Even if the numbers aren't real, they want justification.
Mm-hmm.
It's the corporate way. You've got to cover your you-know-what.
Right.
So therefore, they create numbers for people who don't have the instinct or the knowledge to intuitively know what the facts are.
And that's the bottom line. That is it. You're right. Talkers Magazine, headed by Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, as we review during the course of this hour, the stories, the people, the essence, the nuance, if you will, of some of the stories. From Michael's perspective, that's what I think makes this cool, if you don't mind me saying so. Cool. That's what this program is.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back as we continue second half hour of this hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, for the week ending the 19th of December. So these are the charts, the discussion of the stories for the week, actually, December 15th to 19th, just before the actual beginning of winter. We're into the Christmas and holiday season. The new year comes about and a new opportunity for us to recreate something. One of the things that's going on in the business, Michael, people think we're recreating the business by not just having this as a radio format, but podcasting and how important that has become. There are a lot of people who want to listen to all of us on the radio, and then they want to listen to us in another form or to hear the same thing they might not be able to hear, so they go to the archives, for example, at DougSteffen.com. You get the archives of this program and all my Good Day programming. It's there for everybody to listen to whenever they want to listen to it. But the changes that are coming about as a result of what's going on in the extra, and I put extra sort of outside, meaning outside the radio business, for people to be able to hear and sense what's going on. That's a big, wide open. This is a big field, isn't it? Wonderfully wide open.
Well, it's a big field, and, you know, there is the radio, but these programs that are on podcasts and on digital media and on the Internet are an extension of radio. I mean, everything has an extension on the Internet. The, you know, the Obamacare basically comes down to people using a website.
Yeah.
Everything is coming down to the Internet, and I think the real theme of these times, these years, these decades that we're living in today are how 20th century-based enterprises are transitioning into the 21st century model, which is very different. So we're going through a transition into the future.
Mm-hmm. So instead of just listening to me, when I actually do the program live, they can listen anytime they want to. And then there are some companies that are just taking former radio stars, if you will, or maybe entertainment stars or people who are well known, and they create podcasts around them. And that's a business in and of itself.
Well, yeah, and why not? But, you know, live radio and having somebody do something that is packageable and playable on demand and always being fresh for a longer period of time, a longer tail, if you will, they're two different things. I mean, who wants to hear an old ball game? Who wants to hear last week's newscast? Who wants to hear Doug Steffen responding to what happened last night with the North Korea issue? That's live radio. I don't think people are going to really care what you and I are saying about this week's news in 2 weeks. So this is not as podcastable as, you know, somebody who's a comedian or somebody who's a commentator doing a special show. And even those are timely. Some of the podcasts that are out there only last a couple of days, and then they're no longer pertinent.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's how much meaning do they have? Sometimes you can pick out a little. I use the word nuance a lot because I think that's really what we are part and parcel of inflection, how the words are used, truth, facts, that sort of thing. The sometimes guesswork that's done. We think we know, or we have a point of view, and so that is expressed sometimes is more entertaining than others. Some of these things. One of the examples of that is how some of the radio folks are taking the Cuban situation, the issue of opening up Cuba again, in a sort of predictable way. But I have maintained, as a matter of fact, I've said this many times, I'd like to be the first national broadcaster to do a radio program from Cuba. That is, I know that some folks like Curtis Sliwa went down, was it last year or the year before, from New York City. You got to go to Montreal or Toronto and then funnel your way down there. I want to welcome and change and be a beacon of light and hope for people doing business in Cuba, because I think this is something that should have taken place eons ago, even though some of the stations that I'm on, some of the people listening, especially if you're in South Florida, are going to say, depending on your background, ethnic background, get that guy off the air, because I don't represent what I think is mainstream thought and has been for a long time, and that's open up Cuba. What's going on?
I don't know how to respond to you, but it's interesting.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
No, I mean, you know, it's political.
Give that man a cigar.
Remember what I said? Remember what I said at the beginning of the program? I said Cuba is a political football.
Yeah.
You have to get past all the people who are using it as an opportunity to beat on Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take all of the politics of Barack Obama out of it, and you just talk about whether or not it's a better thing for the country and for the world, that's a whole different issue.
Yep.
Than if you're focused on finding any reason you can to beat up on Barack Obama.
I mean, that's
a political football. That's what we're talking about.
Number five, speaking of political footballs, number five on the people list is Jeb Bush, son of a former president, brother of a former president. I think if he were to be elected, it would be the first time we've had three people from the same family become president, right? We've had the Adams, we've had the Bushes.
We had the Harrisons. If I got elected, I'd be the third.
Good for you, man. Michael Harrison for president.
There was William Henry Harrison and Benjamin Harrison. There was John Adams and John Quincy Adams.
Yep.
There were a number of Roosevelts, but they were cousins. And I don't think there might be two Clintons, a husband and a wife.
Yeah, right. That could happen. Yep, right.
That would be pretty wild, huh?
Yeah, I think that would be very good. I remember Barack Obama saying during the height of the campaign when both Bill and Hillary are out there pummeling Obama, he says, I don't know who I'm running against. Which is... it was moderately clever and insightful, but he didn't, and he had that machine. And so for whatever the reason, his rhetoric worked better, in my own opinion, if he hadn't lost, and Mrs. Clinton, I mean, if he hadn't won, Mrs. Clinton had, I think the country would be in a better place today, but that's just me.
There's so many ways of coming off of what you just said. I guess the old cliche, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Right. So how are the stations that are normally really right of center handling the mainstream Republicans? You have Ted Cruz, John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, and Jeb Bush all on the list of important people this week. They all represent the center of the Republican Party. They do not represent the fringe, which is where a lot of people are, frankly.
You think Ted Cruz represents the center?
Well, okay, maybe I'll take him out. Boehner, McConnell, and Bush do.
The fact of the matter is not all conservatives are the same.
Right.
Most of the conservatives on talk radio tend to lean far to the right, and anybody who isn't one of their favorites associated, you know, largely with the Tea Party are called rhinos, Republican in name only.
Right.
So I'd say to answer your question, most of the big-name conservatives lean far to the right.
Mm-hmm. Big name. Well, Bush doesn't. McConnell doesn't. Boehner doesn't. They are the
I'm talking about hosts.
Yes, Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush is not a favorite among the talk radio hosts. He would be a favorite if he ran against Hillary.
Yeah.
But if he's going to run against, you know, Rand Paul, or he's going to run against Ted Cruz in the primaries, they're not going to support Jeb Bush. They consider Jeb Bush to be too moderate.
He's a treasonous traitor.
Bush to be too moderate.
Yeah, right. They're all traitors because they don't believe in what these people. They're philosophically so far apart. It's amazing how intolerant people are, which is a good subject matter for conversation as we continue. This is a program about conversation. The News Talk Radio World, profiled every week in Talkers Magazine with our top 10 stories. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
My 12-year-old granddaughter got upset about something she saw in her own neighborhood, people texting while driving. She looked through the lens of liberty and decided it was her responsibility to do something about it. She made simple little stop signs that kids hold up in their car windows saying, "Stop texting. We see you." The idea has caught fire in other schools around the country, and she has been on national news programs talking about personal responsibility. I'm proud, not because she is my own granddaughter, but because she understands that Americans shouldn't always depend on government to protect our safety and our freedom. It's our own responsibility first.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Stressed about all those to-dos still on your holiday list? Flowers can be the perfect solution this season. Lifestyle expert Amy Sewell has sweet ideas for entertaining and gift-giving.
I think that flowers are one of the easiest ways to decorate for the holidays and to make your entertaining easier as well. The bouquets in Teleflora's new Homemade for the Holidays collection are nestled into food-safe containers, and they include exclusive recipes that go with each dish. For example, this holiday centerpiece has a Christmas meatball recipe, the gingerbread cookie jar has a chocolate-dipped cookie recipe, and a mocha beverage recipe accompanies this merry mug bouquet. Not only are these great for your own holiday entertaining, but with the flowers, the vases, and the recipes, these make fabulous 3-in-1 gifts. The other thing I love is that you have the convenience of ordering online, but the flowers are arranged and delivered by a local florist, so they arrive looking just like this and ready to set out and enjoy. To find more ideas for holiday decorating and all of these bouquets, go to teleflora.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Michael Harrison back again. From Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. A lot of what we are doing here as we take apart some of the issues and some of the people that are being discussed the forever bad guy. You know, we're always so, it's kind of like a movie or a television show. It's got to be a good guy and a bad guy. And one of our favorite bad guys on talk radio anyway is Vlad the Bad. I've called him a lot of other things, Pukin Putin. I came up with Vlad the Bad the other day, and I thought, oh, that's kind of new.
He's very upset about it, too.
Is he? Really? Am I going to get
it? He sent me a note saying, well, what are you going to do about this Stefan guy? He's making me look bad.
Vlad the Bad. So, yeah, we look for bad guys, and so it's easy for the talk radio.
Well, if there were no bad guys, there'd be no good guys.
Right. Yeah.
You have to have, you know, if you study history, you study philosophy, and you study physics, and you really look deeply at things, not superficially, there's always an increase in the other side of whatever it is you're talking about, proportionate to the goodness. Everything that's great creates an equal amount of threat. Everything that's good creates an equal amount of bad. You just can't get away from it. The universe just throws it at you. It's as consistent as the speed of light. And I don't mean to get too heavy on you, but you can't get away from that, no matter how you try. If everybody was good, or everybody were liberal, or everybody were conservative, the world would spin out of its orbit.
I ran a radio station in Boston for a couple of years. WEEI in the mid-80s was the news station, and now it's a sports station, but it was heavily populated by people who grew up in the journalistic sense of traditional liberalism, and Boston being what it is, liberal. And so there, it was when I was running, it had been purchased from CBS by a fellow who ran a big restaurant chain, and his wife bought it for him as a Christmas present. So right away, you knew he was really serious about it. And he was a wonderful guy, my next door neighbor. And he asked me to be the ops guy. And I said, okay, I'll go and try it for a while, see what happens. Cause I was the only one he knew that knew anything about radio.
She bought it as a Christmas present?
For her husband, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, working for a guy who got the station as a Christmas present.
Right. Well,
I think it's inappropriate to buy anything more expensive than a Mercedes for somebody. Go on.
I remember
that. I'm sorry.
That. Yeah. So his line, he was a very devout Catholic and a very devout right winger. And he said to me one morning with the most serious expression on his face, when talking about, he had the Archbishop of Boston doing commentary on the radio station until I got there. And I said, you can't do this. And some other things that he was doing that were crazy. Anyway, he said to me over dinner one night, and I knew this guy very well, and I knew where he was, but I never heard him say it in as many words. He said, everybody in the world would be better off if they were Catholic and Republicans. That fixes everything. And this guy had hundreds of restaurants, big business guy, didn't have a lot of education, but I remember him saying that. And then, as it happened, a few years after that, he found out he was very, very economically supportive of a lot of priests and the bishops, and he was tied to the Catholic Church hierarchy. And he found out that three or four of his friends that he'd been supporting over the years were pedophiles. And it ruined, Michael, it ruined his life. You look at the guy after understanding what happened in his religion that he held so much faith for, and it made him an old man. It really did, almost overnight, what this did for him. But yet, what it speaks to is how those people who are so insular, or so, I don't know if it's stagnant, but they are so fixated on one point of view, and it is their point of view, and it's always right, and everybody else is always wrong. I guess it makes for great conversation, in a manner of speaking.
Well, they ain't for me, kiddo.
No.
I'll tell you that right now. I don't care what it is they stand for. You know, I forget it. If you're always right, you're very, 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 very vulnerable to being always wrong.
Wrong, exactly. And that's really what I think a lot of people who hold up a lot of the hosts who are our friends as these sort of demigods, because they have some knowledge of what's going on to a point. They can spin it in a way that will affect the listenership. Listeners want to hear what they want to hear. So, you know, that's how Fox has become as popular as it is. You know, listen, it's laughable when they say things like Fox News. What's the slogan that they used? Fair and balanced. That's laughable. But yet, some people, they've heard it often enough, they believe it. And that's what happens sometimes. And so the wonderful thing about a democracy is that you have other points of view. And that's really what we're here. We're hopefully, and as we get in the new year, we'll engage more and more in these sorts of things where we examine both sides and have some fun understanding what it is that people are saying and what they're intrigued by. So, as time has run out on this week's conversation with you, Michael Harrison, I thank you. Happy holidays to you, your family, everybody that's associated with Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing the charts for the week of December 15th to 19th. And as a result of Steve and his scrutiny, Steve is a lawyer, a college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. I invite him in here every week to give us some thoughts, food for thought, if you will, on some of the legal aspects and ramifications of the big stories this week. I don't know what we can say about the Sony Pictures case. I'm wondering if, with the exposure of some of the emails, if there could be, on the part of the actresses or people that are working in the trenches at Sony, is there a suit here waiting to happen with the exposure of some of these embarrassing things?
Well, not so much in the sense of the emails being libelous or defamation, because they really had not been exposed. They were done interpersonally, and it wasn't put out there for the public. What you do have, though, is there already is a class action lawsuit filed by one by former employees and another by present employees for the very lax security that Sony had, because these people are in great danger of regular identity theft and medical identity theft, as medical information, insurance information is out there. And from what we're seeing as to what Sony did, their security was just hideous. I mean, it really was lax. The only thing you can say is they're not alone. The federal government had about 30,000 data breaches last year. So did private industry. And this, hopefully, is the wake-up call to the country, because we've got some real dangers of a major Internet 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Well, under the circumstances, people are all saying that, but the world runs this way. So the world itself is in danger, not just a country, not just a business, but pretty much, and not just one person. This is a danger for everything and everybody.
Yeah, and frankly, Doug, you're not overstating it, although there's a funny aspect of it in the sense that North Korea, which appears to be behind this hacking, even though they've got these sophisticated cyber criminals there, the country itself, the people, they don't have much internet and they're not online, so you can't take them down. They're already down. But
yeah,
our infrastructure, our power grid, Wall Street, all of this, and like you said, it's not just here in the United States. We are the global village. There has got to be greater international cooperation. And also, we just got to stop being so stupid. And here's where it is. The malware itself, very sophisticated stuff. But the way it gets put onto the computers is by employees clicking on links and emails. And they don't screen these enough. We don't have the education of the employees enough to be wary of this. And that's how it gets into the computer. So that's a place there's got to be a lot more emphasis.
All right. Item number two, as we look at the charts for this week on the countdown, the new world order of business with Cuba and what issues that brings forth, regardless of whatever Neanderthals in Congress say. Oh, we can't do business with these guys. They're commies. Really? Okay, then let's stop today doing business with China because they're commies.
Yeah.
The Russians, stop doing business with them. They're commies. I mean, the nonsense this thing has gone on for 50 years is more than asinine. It's just, it is amazing. But there'll be people who will try to stop it, and I wonder how they can do that legally. That's the question. Is there business that can be sued because they run down there? Can American Airlines, that has to be starting, has to be planning right now for an hourly shuttle between Miami and Havana. I mean, this thing, regardless of how long overdue it is, there's still going to be some putzes down in Florida who are going to want to put a stop to this, right?
Indeed. And in fact, Senator Marco Rubio is one of those who is against it. But that with
the exception
of a small circle of anti-Castro Cuban Americans who came here and were threatened, no. This thing is a no-brainer, and it was no brains that it was done before. It isn't going to be stopped. It is going to be effective, and no legal challenges will and be able to be made.
It's nice to hear you call it a no-brainer, because I've often thought the people in charge didn't have any brains. And so
I agree.
That's perfect. It works wonderfully well. Thank you. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer and expert on scams. Check out his website, scamaside.com, and protect yourself from some of the things he was talking about with regard to our own identity theft. This is The Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.